If the wind is blowing, from now on, when you look out across Cook Inlet from Anchorage, you might be able to see them spinning, all 11 of them. The wind turbines on Fire Island are providing the first source of renewable wind energy for Alaska's largest city and surrounding areas. Suzanne Gibson is the vice president of Fire Island Wind and the senior director of energy development for Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, the native corporation that built the wind farm. She says CIRI completed construction in mid-August, but they've been tying up details since.
So it's sort of a checklist of things that we've had to accomplish in order to reach this date, and we felt like we were there on Friday, and so we submitted a certificate of commercial operation to Chugach on Friday, which makes today sort of the contractual effective date that we begin commercial operations with our buyer.
The buyer is Chugach Electric Association. At the beginning, the cost of the wind power will be more expensive than the gas they use to generate most of their power now. Chugach power costs on average 6 cents per kilowatt hour. At the start, the wind power will be 3.7 cents more. The project has been in the works since the 90s when a study identified Fire Island as the best place in the area to capture wind power. And during the recent windstorm, Gibson says nature proved her point a little too strongly.
The wind speeds were so high over on Fire Island that the turbines actually cut out.
But Gibson says there was no damage to the turbines during the storm. The turbines are manufactured by General Electric. They tower 100 feet taller than the ConocoPhillips building, the city's tallest building. Chris Rose is with the Renewable Energy Alaska Project, or REAP, a nonprofit whose mission is to facilitate the increased development of renewable energy in Alaska. He says with gas prices expected to rise, wind power will be a money saver.
Wind power is a very mature resource around the world, and for us to finally be getting it in the Anchorage area is a boon, because I think people will understand now more that it is something that is happening in other places. It is not something that's going to happen in the future.
It's estimated the project will provide 4% of Chugach Electric Association's power, or enough electricity to power about 4,000 homes along the rail belt. Rose points out that Iowa started out much the same way as Alaska, but now supplies about 20% of the state's power via wind. Rose says he hopes Fire Island is just the beginning.
I think this is the start of many other renewable energy projects that are going to be going into the railroad grid.
The turbines start producing power when the wind reaches 8 miles per hour. CIRI officials say the entire project costs $65 million to build, but state and federal grants are helping pay the bills. CIRI has permits to build 22 more of the wind turbines. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.